Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, July the 20th. Pope Leo calls for an end to barbarity in the Gaza Strip. The head of Caritas Internationalis, the Catholic Church's charitable arm, calls on the international community to increase pressure on the Israeli government. And during Mass for the 18th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Pope Leo invites the faithful to make the most of the free time they have this summer. In the Vatican, I'm Joseph Tullock. Pope Leo XIV has expressed his deep sorrow over the recent Israeli attack on the Catholic parish in Gaza and called for an immediate halt to the barbarity in the Strip. After the Holy Family Church was struck on Thursday morning, three of the approximately 600 Gazans sheltering there were killed, and several others, including the parish priest, Father Gabriel Romanelli, were injured. Speaking on Sunday after reciting the Angelus prayer at his summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, the Pope named the three victims and said that he was close to them and to their families. Pope Leo then stressed that the attack is just one of the continuous military attacks against the civilian population and places of worship in Gaza, and he appealed for an immediate halt to the barbarity of war and for a peaceful resolution to the conflict. The Pope then urged the international community to observe humanitarian law and respect the obligation to protect civilians, as well as the prohibition against collective punishment, indiscriminate use of force and forced displacement of the population. As Pope Leo has said, it's not just the Catholic parish in Gaza that has come under attack recently. As Nathan Morley reports, the Israeli army has ordered mass evacuations in Deir al-Bala.
The Israeli military is reportedly preparing for intensified operations against militant groups in the area. Deir al-Bala has, until now, been spared ground incursions, reportedly due to the concerns over the safety of Israeli hostages who are believed to be held nearby. Residents have been instructed to relocate to an area on Gaza's southern coast, which has been designated by Israel as a humanitarian zone. The move is expected to further disrupt humanitarian operations in a region already facing severe shortages of food, medicine and shelter. Military officials said the operation aims to dismantle militant infrastructure. The evacuation comes amid stalled ceasefire negotiations and growing domestic pressure in Israel to secure the release of remaining hostages. Gaza's population of over 2 million continues to endure a deepening humanitarian crisis with widespread displacement and limited access to essential resources. Meanwhile, at least 44 Palestinians were killed over the weekend as Israeli forces reportedly struck crowds waiting for food in northern and southern Gaza. The United Nations continues to warn of catastrophic conditions in Gaza, where over 2 million residents remain almost entirely dependent on humanitarian assistance. Aid groups have called for a return to UN-led distribution mechanisms, citing mounting casualties near privately operated aid hubs. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
The Pope's call for international humanitarian law to be respected in Gaza has been echoed today by Alistair Dutton, the head of the Church's charitable arm, Caritas Internationalis. In an interview with Vatican Radio's Kelsey Gussie, Dutton called for an immediate end to the bombardment and the atrocities, which he said are still occurring in the enclave.
We need to break it down to simple fundamental truths, which is that people are being attacked, bombed and shelled day in, day out. And so we need the bombardment and the atrocities to stop immediately. We need a ceasefire. We need humanitarian access at scale, in ways that are recognisably humanitarian and done properly. Because what has been done in the last 2 months is woefully small in scale, but every day 20, 30 people are being shot just trying to get the food that they need and has been provided for their families. And so we need proper humanitarian aid, not this system which is not humanitarian in any recognisable sense. And we need people to be safe in the places where they are. They've taken sanctuary in churches, but in schools and health centres, wherever they can just try to be safe, and they're not safe. They're being attacked day in, day out. They've all been ordered to leave their homes now and to move to the south of Gaza into what Israel has described as a humanitarian city. But Ehud Olmert, the former Prime Minister of Israel, has described that as a concentration camp. There are no facilities there at the moment. There's no accommodation. There's no sanitation or showers, nothing in that place at the moment. And yet people have been ordered to leave. People must never be forced to migrate. And these are fundamental in international law. They've been agreed by member states time after time after time. It's really important that we break it down into simple things, and we're clear with the state of Israel that this cannot continue, and that other states must stop providing the support to Israel that allows it to continue waging these atrocities on the people of Gaza.
That was Alistair Dutton, Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, the Catholic Church's charitable arm, speaking there to Vatican Radio's Kelsey Gussie. Now moving over to the West Bank, the Christian village of Tiber has come under repeated assault recently from Israeli settlers. The other day I spoke to Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian Christian activist originally from the West Bank, about the situation in Tiber.
It's really heartbreaking to see your community, your people, not just the Christian, I'm talking about Palestinian in general, you know, like, because these settlers' attacks are not just against Christian, but let's say recently escalated against Christian towns. But even Christian Bethlehem is not just in Taipei, it's also in Bethlehem. They were always under settlers' attack and land confiscation and all of these problems. But it's really heartbreaking for me also to see that there is not a lot of condemnation or solidarity from the Christian leaders around the world. It's about there is a Christian minority under extremist settlers attack. We are talking about Israeli officials. Some Israeli officials literally call them terrorists, call this is terrorism, act of terrorism. So why can't someone who's not an Israeli could not condemn this and could not like even make a statement? I'm talking about church leaders, you know, like I'm talking about Christian leaders. So why would that be hard just to condemn the attacks on the Christian minority, the last entirely a Christian town in the West Bank?
So now on Monday, there was a visit from some Christian leaders and they brought with them some European diplomats. And I'm just wondering, are you optimistic that this kind of action can really change something?
Yeah. It's really like just, it was amazing to see that the Cardinal of Isabella and other Christian patriarchs, Christian leaders from Palestine and the other church patriarchs actually visited with some diplomats. I'm optimistic of the response from the Christian leaders.
That was Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian Christian activist originally from the West Bank, speaking to me there about Israeli settler attacks on the Christian village of Tiber. Marking his third Sunday at the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, Pope Leo XIV presided over Mass today for the 16th Sunday in ordinary time at the nearby Cathedral of Albano. In his homily, he reflected on the twin dimensions of hospitality, service and listening. And as Kelsey Gussie reports, the Pope challenged everyone to make the best of the free time they have this summer.
In his homily, Pope Leo drew upon the first reading and the Gospel, which he said called us to reflect on hospitality, service, and listening. Looking at the first reading from Genesis, three men visited Abraham in the heat of the day. Pope Leo pointed out how Abraham's response was one of hospitality. And this encounter is meant to encourage us to reflect on how God chose the path of hospitality to enter into Abraham and Sarah's lives. Turning to the Gospel, Pope Leo commented on how the passage teaches us about God's way of acting. Jesus came as a guest in the house of Martha and Mary, not as a stranger, but as a friend during a celebration. The two sisters react to their guests in different ways. Martha welcomes him by serving, while Mary sits at his feet to listen to him. Responding to Martha's complaints about doing the work herself, Jesus invited her to see the value of listening. Yet the Pope stressed it would be incorrect to see these two attitudes as mutually exclusive, or to compare the merits of the two women. Service and listening, he said, are twin dimensions of hospitality.
Sarebbe però sbagliato vedere questi due atteggiamenti come contrapposti l'uno all'altro, come pure fare dei paragoni di merito tra le due donne. Il servizio e l'ascolto, infatti, sono due dimensioni gemelle dell'accoglienza.
When striving to live these two aspects in our daily lives, our relationship with God must come first. And we must live out our faith through concrete actions, according to our state and vocation in life. But we can only do this after reflecting on the Word of God and listening to the Holy Spirit. In order to do this, the Pope called us to dedicate times of silence and prayer, eliminating distractions, so we can focus on God and give Him the space to speak to us. Recognizing that this demands effort and sacrifices, Pope Leo stressed that it is in these efforts that something worthwhile can be built in life. Listening to and serving others, he said, is the only way to create and strengthen genuine relationships with others. I'm Kelsey Gussie.
After Mass this morning, Pope Leo recited the Angelus prayer from the front door of his summer residence in Castel Gandolfo. Speaking to the crowd that had gathered, Pope Leo invited everyone to reflect on the interplay of giving and receiving hospitality. Thaddeus Jones has more.
Recalling the Old and New Testament readings of today's liturgy on the theme of hospitality, as shown by Abraham and his wife Sarah, and then later by the friends of Jesus, Martha and Mary, the Pope reflected on the interplay of giving and receiving hospitality.
Ci vuole umiltà, sia ospitare, sia farsi ospitare.
Kindness, attentiveness, and openness are part of what hospitality is about. But so too, and especially, is humility, the Pope noted. And he recalled how the Gospel reading recounts how Martha is overwhelmed with serving, being the good and generous person she was, but she risked missing out on the joy of the encounter, being with the Lord and hearing His words. So attentiveness has importance, as our lives can only flourish if we learn to be open to something greater than ourselves, the Pope said, and that brings happiness and fulfillment. And Mary, Martha's sister, recognized the importance of that encounter in not only welcoming, but listening to the Lord.
Maria ha come perso il senso del tempo.
In conclusion, the Pope encouraged us to follow Mary's example by slowing down and listening so that we do not fail to choose the better part. And we can always improve on our learning the art of hospitality, he suggested. And this includes both welcoming others and allowing ourselves to be welcomed, since we have much to receive and not only to give. He said it's about recognizing how every genuine encounter is freely offered, whether it's an encounter with God, with others, or with nature.
Preghiamo Maria Santissima, Madre accogliente.
He said, let us pray then to Mary Most Holy, our Mother, who welcomed our Lord, bore Him in her womb, and together with Joseph gave Him a home. And he said, in her we see the beauty of our own vocation, the vocation of the Church, to be a home open to all, and in this way to welcome her Lord, who knocks at our door and asks our permission to enter. Now that is Jones.
That's all we've got time for on this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, you can visit our website at www.vaticannews.va. And you can also get the latest updates on our Facebook, X and Instagram pages. Just search Vatican News. Very many thanks go to Daniele Giorgi in the studio. In the Vatican, I'm Joseph Tollett. Goodbye.